Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, April the 4th. The grains closed lower with May corn down 7.5 cents, closing at 381. May beans down 22¾ cents, closing at 10.15¼. May wheat down 1¾ cents at 4.55¾. Obviously, the trade war issue weighed on the grains here today, with all three markets closing lower. Pretty wild day here. The beans rallied as much as 34, 35 cents off of the evening lows. At one point, about 12:30, it looks like somebody fat-fingered an order. In 1 minute, the beans broke a dime. And then we came right back. And then late in the day, in the last minute or two of the day, somebody bought that 4,000 contracts back. So I think it was a fat finger deal. We'll see how it plays out in the morning. The meal closed at $1.80 higher, but the oil was 66 lower. The beans, according to the crush, should have only been about 3 cents lower here. So they really whacked the beans relative to the crush. Now, the question is the trade war for real? And I don't think anybody knows the answer to that. Did the Chinese step up and buy the lower prices here this morning? We know about the export sales this morning. They bought, I think it was 150,000 tons of beans to China, and it was another 340 or so to unknown, most likely to China. Why are they buying beans if they're putting in a tariff on these beans? So did they buy more beans on the break, and it's just a lot of talk? It's certainly possible. We've certainly talked about that and warned about that in the past. The cattle market obviously put in a reversal type day here today, as did the hogs. What does it all mean after bad news? You know, it could have been a lot worse. Unfortunately, the corn is now closed under the March 30th number by quite a bit. So we had one day half cent over under it, one day three quarters over it, and now back to significantly 7 cents below the number. The beans well under the number. The wheat about 4 cents away. So the wheat still looks okay, in my opinion. We know about all the problems in the wheat. I think it's getting worse, not better. We know about the planting delays in the corn. I would have thought maybe the Chinese would have stepped up and bought some corn. Maybe they did. We only rallied 4 cents off the day session. So I'm not sure exactly what that all means, but it wasn't as big as it could have been out here. So it's a fairly mixed bag out here. Did we suffer through the worst of it here today? I certainly hope so. We were able to roll down some put options here on the break, and we'll see where we go from here. I still think there's an awful lot of risk in the bean market, with or without the Chinese, and hopefully we can see some higher prices yet. The Dow's trying to come back, so maybe if the Dow puts in a huge up day here today, we can see some higher prices tonight and tomorrow. But I think people are going to be very gun-shy about trying to buy this thing, particularly if that fat finger order was what I think it is. I think, you know, people aren't going to get too excited about this rally late in the day. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.